Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so we've got Emily on the phone right now. We're going to start texting her sister. Emily has started to see this dude that she feels like doesn't see her as this maternal being yet. So she feels like if she can watch her niece overnight and the boyfriend sees how maternal she truly is, he will have a different impression of her, and that's what she's going for because she'd like this thing to be long-term. Do I have that right?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. You didn't make me sound evil this time.
No. Not evil. Not absolutely not evil. Okay, so how do we start this? Because Cassie said before that, look, if you've never done this before, you've never volunteered for an overnight, she's already going to be like, what's the catch?
So, playing off of the fact that if your sister reached out, you'd be like, what is going on here? What if we have Emily hit up her sister and be like, hey, I just read an article that the things mom need most is time. I would love to watch insert niece's name overnight this weekend so you can have some time to yourself.
That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Awesome. Right?
That's a pretty good entry right there.
Yeah.
I think that might be the only thing that can work. Well camouflaged.
Yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, I've got the face paint on and everything.
Can you repeat? You think you can repeat it?
Covered in a giant bush. Yeah. All right, ready?
You might want to see Sweet Beach.
It is cold outside. She needs a coat.
How come Katie just ran in here?
You're an idiot. All right, Emily.
Yes.
We're going to say, hey, I just read an article about moms and what they want most, comma, which is time.
Okay.
It got me thinking.
Mm-hmm. Wait, before we even continue with this, and it's, I think it's a brilliant idea.
Uh-huh.
Would it add to the quote unquote gift if
your name?
Emily would prearrange the hotel room for the night? So that means you'd have to spend a little cash here.
What hotel room? Are you staying at her house or you want to stay at her house because you want the kid to stay in the comforts of their own home.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want them to take off for a night or two. So would you be willing to pay for their weekend away? Because this is a full gift. Not only are you watching the kids, but you're also paying for their weekend away.
That don't feel like a lot to come out of nowhere. Like it's not her birthday or anything.
That's giving me kidnapping vibes. But, like I'm going to take your child.
But I just read this article and I'm just trying to be a good sister. Mm.
When's her birthday? When's your sister's birthday?
That's not till September.
Mm. Yeah, early.
Here's what I would do.
I think you get bonus points.
Get it out the way.
You're 7 months early.
If you buy the hotel room, I'm annoyed because now I feel like you're forcing me into it.
Okay.
But I think if you said, can I watch so you can have a staycation with your partner, spouse, whatever, I would love to gift you guys a night at a hotel in town so you can get away for a while. Because for me, if a new person is watching my kid overnight and it's the first time ever, you know, you've given me the option. You're gifting me a night at a hotel down the street so I can be close by should something go wrong. It's a great way to ease into it as a nervous mom. You're given the gift of a night away if she wants it. And you're not saying, I already bought it for you. You're going, saying, I'd like to gift you with this.
Okay. All right. Just thought I was throwing it in there. I really messed up your vibe, didn't I? You had a great...
I have no idea what I said.
Mm-hmm. What have you written out so far?
What have I typed?
Yeah.
That says, hey, I just read an article about what moms need most is time. It got me thinking. I'd love to watch... I don't really want to say my niece's name, but this weekend to give you some time.
Some free time to yourself. Some free time to yourself.
And then I had, if you want, I'd love to gift you a, but I don't know if you guys actually want me to say that anymore. And I don't know if I should.
No, she got everything I wanted to say.
Okay. Should we do the added one?
Maybe we wait.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe we just do that first part without gifting and see what her response is. And then we can come in. If she's hesitant, we can be like, how about I gift you with a night at the hotel down the street for a staycation? So leave that till later. Just do Kristen's part right now, Emily.
Hit send.
Okay, I'm sending it.
And seriously, if she's like, what article? Just Googles what moms want time. And there's like a bajillion of them that pop up.
Okay. Yeah.
So this goes one of two ways, right? A mom that's going to jump right on it, or a mom that's going to be a little bit reluctant. And this is going to be her first night away from her child. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
She's going to be reluctant.
Yep.
And then we're going to be like, please, let us take your kid. Please, please. The whole weekend.
I guess I did just say this weekend, so she might not even think overnight. Well, let's see what she says. Who knows? I don't know. Okay. She has not. There's no blue dots right now. or no dots. Mm-hmm. That's fine. I mean, it's not like she's, the worst thing she could be is like, no. But then I'm going to have like a weird like riff with my sister being like, why didn't you want me to watch her?
It's not personal.
So you've gone, we've talked about this, you've gone 4 years without a date, an overnight, without your kids.
Oh, she just responded.
Okay, one sec, because I just have one question here. Uh-huh. Is it because you don't have family, like, right down the street?
I don't. They're all either in New York or Louisiana. They're states away.
Yeah.
Is that the reason why?
That's part of the reason why, but I also feel like no one is going to look after my child the way that I do. I think there may be six people I would trust with my kids overnight, and Kristen's one of them. But it's just my job is to raise my kids and keep them safe. And if something happened to them, because I've seen horror stories of well-meaning babysitters and things go awry, if something happened to them because I wanted to have a night away or a dinner out, like, I wouldn't survive it.
Yeah, I could think of 20 or 30 more qualified than Kristen.
Well, what is Bart?
Yeah, she and Bart are a package deal, so
correct.
Okay. I feel pretty good about
that. So you're really asking Bart, right?
No. It takes two people to do the job of one casting.
No, it's really not to judge anyone else. Genuinely,
I know you're not, babe.
It's just, that's how I feel. They're the most important things in my life, and to me, everything else takes a back seat for them.
Yeah, I think when Hayden was born, we were 3 weeks and gone or something like that. Hey, Gigi, take Hayden overnight. See you. We're out of town.
No, it's one of the greatest gifts. Like, my best friend Claire, when I gave birth to Jimmy, and it was a couple months, he was a couple months old, but she, for my birthday, gifted me a night of babysitting. And she came over and basically, like, forced us, and we went out to dinner, and she sat there and watched Jimmy. And he was just a little potato then. He wasn't doing anything.
Awesome.
And literally just so we can have 2 hours to go to a restaurant. And it was, I mean, it was fantastic.
Sure. You know what it is? Sorry, right quick. It's the fact that I've seen people that I really trusted and looked up to do stupid, stupid stuff when it comes to kids. Mm. Like using wood polish to clean chew toys, and suggesting to use Lysol wipes on skin to sanitize it. So I don't trust anybody anymore, because these were people that I had looked up to and respected. So now I'm like, I don't know what crazy anybody is hiding, and I don't trust that around my kids.
Maybe you need to hang out with smarter people.
Yeah, maybe. I need new friends.
Okay, Emily, so what did she write back?
She said, "Aw, sweet of you to offer. I'm totally cool, though. Thanks."
Okay, bye.
How do you even negotiate that?
I don't
know. About a couple hours. Well, how much does this dude need to see?
It feels like any pushback in this kind of situation would be weird.
Weird, it would be.
Unless you
sprung that with a, I'd really like to gift you one night staycation at the hotel down the street.
How about you respond, I totally expected you to say that. You are such a fantastic mom. It's really important that you utilize self-care. Please let me do this for you.
So I totally expected you to say that. Should I do like a smiley face so it's not like mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I totally expected you. You're such a fantastic mom! ! Please let me do this for you.
Should we add something about her just wanting to spend quality time with her niece?
Self-care is so important for you.
Plus, selfishly, I get to have some quality time with my niece.
Boom.
My niece.
To pose for photos to send to my boyfriend. Yeah.
Does anyone else think her sister's response was kind of abrupt?
No, she's a busy mom.
Yeah.
We're lucky we even got a response.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send.
Yes.
I did like a heart at the end.
Perfect.
We're okay with that? Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect.
If it's abrupt again, then I'm having concerns.
Yeah, I think for me, I'd still turn it down, but I'd be like, that is so kind of you. Mm-hmm. You're so very generous. I'm good, thanks.
And then we're going to shoot back something aggressive, like, oh, you don't think I can handle it?
No, we don't think I can handle it.
All capitals, exclamation points, question marks. Mom likes me better. So much we can do here.
At the end of the day, even if she doesn't bite for this, you've planted the seed. So it might start with watching for an entire afternoon and then morph into it. So you may not get the payoff this weekend, but you've put the offer out there and that is going to ruminate. She'll ruminate on it and it'll germinate and whatever other plant analogies before it blooms.
Ruminate.
They don't have a website for this nowadays, like Rent-A-Kid.
Between the analogy you made with the car rental and watching the kids and this week, I think you're on fire.
I think we ordered something.
Kristen and I want no part of this narrative.
I'm good. I'm just going to work on some emails while we wait on sister.
Just throwing it out there.
But I will say she did respond, and it's not as negative. She did say, she said, I love that you want to spend time with her. She adores you. I'd really need to talk to Doug, which is her husband.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
All right.
There you go.
Okay.
So just respond back. Please chat with Doug tonight. The two of you deserve this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Okay, I'm sending. You guys, you did me good, though. I feel like this is like, I feel like it's not a closed door anymore.
I think so.
I would have done this.
I think we sort of spontaneously and organically brainstormed this. Maybe
someone's got rent a kid.
Someone's going to ride with also. So I think this was highly successful texting.
I don't think it's the worst idea I've had.
Rent a kid.
I don't know.
All right, Emily, let us know how it goes, okay?
All right. Thank you guys for your help. I appreciate the scheming.
All right. Bye-bye.
The Bird Show.